And welcome back inside the studio, your time and tempo service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. They're conveniently located on the ones in North Platte. At 8:17, it's 15 degrees, sunny today with a high near 56, and your Thanksgiving forecast looks to be with a high near 49 degrees. A big thanks to Daylene from North Platte Habitat for Humanity stopping in the studio and giving us our monthly update on habitat. We now change gears as we have Lincoln County Sheriff Jerome Kramer joining us in the studio. Sheriff Kramer, thanks for the time, sir.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I usually come on Monday or Friday. I didn't realize Wednesday paid so much better.
Yeah, the pay on Wednesday is, it's always substantially better.
Yeah.
It's a little quieter in the studio on Wednesdays, too.
Yeah.
So I offered the invitation to Sheriff Kramer to come in the studio today because a couple weeks ago, as we mentioned with George Lobby, I think it was last Tuesday, the county commissioners at their weekly meeting voted to have Sheriff Kramer and the sheriff's, the county courthouse, or have the jail, obviously, as Sheriff Kramer oversees, have Sheriff Kramer oversee the courthouse security at the main entrance there. And we know that you and your deputies oversee courthouse security on the upper floors, primarily in the courthouse rooms, and now you'll be overseeing the security at the main entrance.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we have a presence in the courthouse anytime there's court in session, so placing our staff at the front door was kind of a natural fit. A couple of commissioners were pushing that direction when we originally got courthouse security, and it just didn't move that way. And part of the reason was the security company had some other places in town that they offered security, and it seemed like that would be a natural fit too, because they could bring their staff in to fill absentees that sort of thing. That didn't work out as well as planned. It seemed like staff was over there by themselves sometimes, and when they needed a break, untrained courthouse people were working security, and that was a bad deal.
Mm-hmm.
That was the potion for problem. And so they addressed it, asked if I'd be willing to take it on. And with the jail expansion of staff, I felt like we could maybe roll our detention staff over there and use that as one of our posts, the same as like booking and housing.
Sure.
We'll just add another post, and they can rotate into that every few days and just give them another break away from the jail, because that can be pretty intense.
Change of scenery.
Change of scenery, exactly, and just a change of pace, because the jail gets pretty hectic.
Sure.
So I'm hoping it'll be a positive thing for staff as well. And it'll be a while before I get jail staff in there, because, of course, we have two of their employees, and they want to remain working here. So we'll, through attrition, we'll eliminate them, because I don't want them to lose their jobs. So
absolutely not.
So to get the face on it that I want, it's going to take a while, but
sure.
But we'll get there.
So can the jailers at the detention center that are currently employed, will they be able to man the security post then at the front of the courthouse then?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what my plan is, that they'll do it, and we'll have some added training, of course. And
sure.
And it's kind of a natural fit, because our communication all fits together with the radio system. So or if there's a problem in the courts or on lower floor, we can get uniformed deputies there in a hurry.
Sure. Or even you or Raleigh, if you're closer or in the area or whichever.
Well, me, maybe.
Yeah.
Raleigh's pretty slow.
You know he's listening this morning.
He probably is.
You have the microphone and he doesn't, though.
That's all the power.
Lincoln County Sheriff Jerome Kramer joining us here in the studio this morning. Was really excited to see you last week, too, when we were doing our cash carriage downtown North Platte. Jerome and I are good friends, so always a pleasure to see him. And we were shooting the breeze downtown a little bit while you were out and about in the evening hours. And didn't get to talk too much about this courthouse security, but I think this is really fascinating, too. It's just going to be another way to make the county handlings more business-like. We know we've had you on the program numerous times. You like to run the jail kind of like a business, and you yourself are a local businessman too, so it just another benefit of having a local businessman also serve as our county sheriff.
Well, it is a benefit to understand the tax dollars, where they're spent, how they're spent, and to do it efficiently. You know, when there's so much of that coming out of my pocket, I look at it differently than some people do that they don't pay a lot of taxes. So it's a benefit, and that's why we did this jail expansion the way we did it, was to get it paid for by other counties, mm-hmm. the state of Nebraska, by housing their inmates. So we're forward-thinking well into the future and can meet Lincoln County's needs for the next 30 years.
Well, and we house a lot of inmates from surrounding counties and from the entire state, and for federal agencies as well, right?
We get some federal. Right now, we stay full with the ones we've mentioned. Federal inmates, we have a contract with them, with the feds, and we expect to do more business with them once this is built. So I'm anxious to get it built because, of course, once it's built, we got some revenue coming in.
Sure.
Once I get this filled, it's $33,000 a week that we'll have coming in on top of what we have coming in now. So, you know, that's just in housing, and then you've got other mean sources of income off of the prisoners as well, as far as commissary phone calls.
Sure.
And other types of visits and that they can or don't have to take advantage of while they're staying with us. But that usually generates quite a bit of income, too. So.
And we're talking about a couple of additional jobs, too.
Yeah, it'll be several more employees. And, of course, the ones at the courthouse, they're going on my payroll now. So, I'll have a few more.
Now, in terms of courthouse security, things have changed drastically within the past couple of years. Using the main entrance and the metal detector was put in with a guard there at the front station. In putting you on the spot, Sheriff Kramer, is there any big incidents that have stood out to you since we've had that guard put in there?
Well, we arrested somebody in county court last week.
Did you?
Causing a disturbance. We have arrests in the
court. Up on the courthouse?
Yeah.
Or in the courtroom, I mean?
Well, he was trying to get his bond back, and he was a little upset about it wasn't in his name. They did it wrong, and of course it's somebody else's fault. And,
sure.
And he thought that causing a scene would help it, but it got him some more time in jail, so now he gets two bonds he can collect in a few weeks. So
makes it worse.
Yeah. It's pretty brilliant, but that's what we deal with.
Sure, sure. And you've been providing security up in the courtrooms when court's in session for years. How long? I mean, that's been going on before your time, hasn't it?
I think that maybe started in the 80s. I don't think we were doing it right when I started, but...
Before you were in the sheriff role, at least.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, many years before that. But, of course, when I started 40 years ago, I was a mushroom on midnight shift. I didn't even know the sun came up. So
you were never out on the road when the courthouse was even open.
No.
So, obviously, has there been a positive interaction from the public? Have you heard anything from the public about how they feel about this? I mean, this is something that's not, you know, it's newsworthy, but it's not any big headlines that's going to be made by
Well, it isn't, and, you know, there's been opposition to courthouse security since it began, and
Sure. That's
not just from the public, but courthouse employees. They don't like to be inconvenienced with the...
And it is an inconvenience.
It is.
I'll say that. And personally, I was telling Rick this on Monday. I said, it's an inconvenience for me because I always have a knife, and I always forget that I have a knife. It's just a habit. So I walk up there, and as soon as I hit the metal detector, I go, gosh darn it. And it's an inconvenience, but it's for everybody's safety.
And it is.
I was telling Rick, I'm complaining about an extra 2 seconds. That's partly my own fault, because I could leave the knife in the car if I'd remember. But it takes 2 seconds to ask them for a key, put my knife in the little security box up there, and I mean it's just a matter of seconds that we're adding.
Yeah, that's true, and it's all of those features were added as time went on, just to try to make it more functional and more convenient for the public that does forget.
Mm-hmm.
And some people that don't come to the courthouse often, they don't even realize what they're going to run into, and they walk through the door and it's like, wow. And we've taken guns off of people there. It's,
sure.
You know, it's inconvenient, but it's better than getting shot or beat up. So I think it's a pretty good trade.
And honestly, this is the world we live in. Obviously, it'd be preferred that we didn't have to have safety precautions put in place like this. But in the world we live in, we can't go without things like this.
Right. And it's the people that are out and about and paying attention to news at all and realize how violent the world is becoming, they fully understand the courthouse security, but the ones that kind of live with their head in their sand in denial, they tend to throw a little fit, but those are getting fewer and far between.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have much public kickback on it.
So will there be much change then in terms of how things at the front door at the county courthouse when you take over the security there?
I don't think you'll notice anything much different other than the uniform is going to match our jail staff, of
course. Be the same uniform that we see you and Raleigh and everybody else in.
Well, the jail staff's different than ours.
Oh,
it's kind
okay.
of a reverse.
Oh, different than the deputies.
Yeah.
It'll be the same as the jail staff as
right.
in the jailers.
Right.
Okay, okay.
So, and armed at the door will probably go away because we have armed deputies within radio distance now, so we can have an armed deputy there in a matter of seconds. So if I put a gun on my detention staff, then it requires a lot more training, and you know, and who do you train, who you don't train, and some don't want to be trained in that, and it just it'll keep it more simple and to just not have them armed.
Well, I'm far from an expert, but it doesn't sound like there's much of a need to have somebody armed right there with, I mean, the county court or the county detention center is right across the street, and like you said, there's numerous deputies within radioing distance.
Yeah, and within steps.
Yeah, within, I mean, yeah, you're talking seconds away.
Right.
So you and Raleigh would race over if need be. I don't know who would win the race, but.
Well, if he can get his little short legs to go twice as fast as mine, he can keep up.
I'm going to have to let Raleigh come in sometime just to respond to what the sheriff's saying this morning. God bless him. We're blessed to have him. He's a good guy. And, you know, Raleigh did put out a release earlier this week about an ongoing investigation with the sheriff's office. With the Nicholas Legas case, it's obviously unfortunate news and unfortunate development. But I think some folks, Jerome, were surprised that a development in the case came out so much later. I mean, we're talking a case that happened in the summer. But this is just one of many examples of how our local law enforcement don't quit until things are resolved and there's answers put in place.
Well, that's true. And of course, any incident like that, from the minute we arrive at the scene, we handle them as a homicide until it's proven differently. And, you know, no matter how we looked at this and tried to sort it out over the months, it never changed. It always looked like a homicide. And with COVID and other things, to get a final autopsy report was a little slow. Mm. And, of course, we had a lot of phone records, and that took forever. By the time you get them from the phone companies and get them analyzed, and they'll come encrypted, and then you have to send them off to get the encryption downloaded to what you and I would understand, and it takes a long time. And we were just trying to form a case off of that type of evidence as well, and finally we just we had what we thought we needed to move forward, and we are moving forward. We've started interviews, and our suspects in this case haven't changed since the very beginning, so hopefully we can get something moving on that in the near future. So,
and I think part of the problem, and I know you and I've talked about this before, I've talked about this with Chief Hudson, part of the problem is we see on all the TV shows, things are resolved in that hour TV show, but in reality, it's not that easy.
They can do more in a commercial break than I can do in 6 months.
Well, and I think of some of these ones that I've watched, they do an autopsy in 20 minutes. Okay, that's not scientifically possible. You don't just do an autopsy in 20 minutes. You don't just do a police investigation in 15. I mean, it's...
Granted, they have resources right there that we don't have. You
sure.
Well,
it's Hollywood.
Yeah. We have to travel a few miles to get some of our results. Wait for the mail when they can walk across the hall. But and probably in reality, that's partly true, but they don't get things done that quick either. Mm-hmm. And I would bet that their murders that are solved within their agencies, I'll bet their statistics are much lower than ours if you really knew the truth.
Yeah, yeah. It's Hollywood. It's all played differently on those that you see on the TV. And obviously, we know that this year, Sheriff Kramer, has not been an easy year for anybody. It's been especially difficult for those in the law enforcement profession, but I've noticed a big outpouring of support for our local state patrol agency, our North Platte Police Department, and our Lincoln County Sheriff's Department as well. I think within the past couple months, I've seen some Facebook posts of some goodies being stopped by the office.
Oh, I tell you what, people have been wonderfully supportive. We are just blessed to be in this part of the country where people still realize that law enforcement is there for the public. You know, I don't know of any law enforcement in this whole area that has any ill will to the public like they've been accused of in parts of the country. I mean, these are people that made a choice to give their lives night and day and holidays and weekends to protect the public, and how that ever got twisted around to them being the bad guy is just amazing to me. These are people that work for the community, for the betterment of the community, keep the community safe and alive, and no boundaries will give it all 24 hours a day. Yeah. And for parts of the country to not recognize that and think that law enforcement's the enemy. I hope we never have to experience that here.
Yeah.
And the public wants to make sure that we don't feel that way, and we have support every day, you know, from people anonymously picking up your tab at a restaurant or dropping goodies by the sheriff's office or the police department or the state patrol. They want to make sure that we're loved and we know we're loved. So
absolutely, yeah, we love our law enforcement locally, and we know in every profession there's bad apples. There's bad people in the radio profession. There's bad apples everywhere. But locally, we have great law enforcement individuals, and obviously, you don't ever hire anybody unless that you know that they are a good individual, and you don't just hire somebody off the street, hand them a badge, and hand them a gun. This is a lengthy process to become a sheriff's deputy.
It is. We do a very intensive background check to include psychological examinations and truth verification, and we do the best we can, check into their finances, try to make sure we're getting an upstanding individual. You know, granted, we hire people that I don't like their personality much, because you can't really know that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some that may not treat the public the way I would like to treat the public, because I kind of go overboard the other way. And but, you know, I can think of one that was that way, and my supervisors all think the way I think, and he works someplace else now. So
good.
It's all good.
Yep. That's all is well that ends well, right?
That's right.
Again, Lincoln County Sheriff Jerome Kramer joining us here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. Sheriff Kramer, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. We kind of got a little off topic away from the courthouse security, but I appreciate you taking some time for us and jumping around the old conversation dial here.
Well, it keeps it from getting boring. We'll just talk about anything.
Absolutely.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow morning?
We can make fun of Raleigh a little bit more.
We can.
I don't know. You're leaving town, so Raleigh's going to be calling the shots, and I'm going to walk out of the station, and I'm going to have all sorts of tickets on my windshield now.
Yeah, yeah. My office will probably be graffitied or something. So.
Raleigh, just go to Jerome's office before you come look for the car. Well, Sheriff Kramer, always a pleasure to have you in the studio. God bless you. God bless your staff. We appreciate all that you do here for our Lincoln County community and for the visitors as well. And a happy Thanksgiving to you and all the staff as well.
Well, thank you for inviting me in. Sometimes I don't communicate as much as I should, and this gives me an opportunity to let the people know what's going on, and I appreciate that.
Well, and obviously, want to let folks know that Sheriff Kramer obviously is an elected official, so he can be accessible. You are very accessible, always open to hearing from Lincoln County residents. So if they have concerns, how can they get in contact with you or Raleigh?
Well, you can always call the sheriff's office at our registered number of 535-9599, and you know, the staff will usually give out our cell phone numbers. Raleigh has his right on his answering machine, so we're available. If you can't get a hold of Raleigh, staff will get you in touch with either one of us. So we're somebody will get a hold of us.
Absolutely.
Call 911.
Yeah, well, that's if need be.
Yeah.
If need be, that's always an option too. So.
Yeah. I had people call 911 to come pick him up at the nursing home. So. It didn't happen, but...
You can always get a ride. It's just a matter of, are you going to go to the destination you wanted to go to or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, we'll give you a ride. It might be our choice of where you're going, but...
And, of course, during these challenging times and battling the coronavirus, crime within the county is by appointment only.
That's right.
So if you want to call, stop by the courthouse, let Raleigh know about the crime you're wanting to commit. He'd be more than happy to accommodate.
Right. If you're having a large gathering, just make sure we know you're looting and rioting. So.
Sheriff Kramer, as always, it's good to have you in the studio. We'll have you in December before the Christmas holiday, my friend.
Okay, that sounds good.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning as we have Joe Shukra joining us in just a few moments to discuss the latest with Hope Embraced.